Welcome to Fit to Be Tired with Sheena and John on 90.7 The Capstone. And we want to welcome you this Sunday afternoon after hopefully a good spring break off for everybody. Getting back into classes and everything. Been a cold week off, actually, and then we come back to school, and it's nice and warm and pretty outside.
Yeah, it's definitely been weird. I think that the month of March is still trying to decide if it wants to, you know, even though we've officially transitioned to spring, I think it's wanting to bring this cold. And then you think about back in the day in the 90s and everything else, there was the blizzard that happened. I think that was 93.
It was 93. That's good.
I have a good memory for a small child at that time. So that's really good.
You make me feel bad that you were a small child.
I'm trying to point that out. But, John, how did you spend your spring break?
I actually, it was cold, so I stayed under the covers a lot the first part. But I actually went up to Bowling Green to visit a friend of mine up there and had some very, very good meals.
Okay.
And we hung out. He and I usually get a chance to go to spring training and watch spring training baseball games every year.
Yeah.
And we've done that for probably 10 or 12 years now. And it's great. We just travel all around Florida and watch baseball games and eat, which is, to me, heaven. But we didn't get to go this year, so I went up to Bowling Green, and we ate at the best places in Bowling Green that we could find.
Hey, that sounds amazing. I'm not a guy, and that sounds like very guy activities, but that sounds like a lot of fun. And I'm still inspired from our last guest with having Coach Murphy on the way to the station today. I was looking at the softball facility. I almost wrecked my car because I was just like looking at everything. I shouldn't say that on air, but I think I was just still so inspired from Coach Murphy's talk.
It was so impressive. All the things that they do, and the stadium is just great. I mean, it's gone from us not having a stadium here on campus in 98, 99, I think it was the first year, to what he's done, and what he's done with that program is just incredible. I gush over it every time I know when I talk about it, but he's just being able to get to see the inner workings of it and you know, him showing me around and some of the things that they do. It's just great what they do, not only on the field. Obviously, on the field, the product that we see is great. But everything that they do, all those things that we talk about on this show that we want people to do to be well, you know, the entire wellness spectrum, it's like he has a program that addresses all of that, which I think is just really cool.
Right. I think just that whole emphasis on person over player was really neat to hear about. And that, you know, just kind of reiterates everything that you've said. So just really wonderful to have him. And I'm excited because today we're going to continue with having some pretty amazing guests. I'm excited about today's show for sure.
Yeah. When we decided who we were going to have today, it was like looking over some of the things that they have going on. It's very impressive too.
It is. I was looking at my own department's website and I was like, oh my gosh, are we even doing enough? I was like, because they're doing amazing things.
Yes, so. I know. And I know we'll talk about that in a little bit, but we definitely need to get that website out there for people to, let everybody know what that website is, because it is it's very impressive the way everything is tied together and linked together, and all of the programs, how they're set up to function to develop people.
Right. I know. And I feel like we're being like super secretive about this. And we will continue the secret. It is a wonderful service that is on campus. And we have a very, very energetic guest that is with us today. But I know that as we wrap up this first part, we hope that you stick around after the break. You are listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and John on 90.7 The Capstone.
Welcome back to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and John on 90.7 The Capstone, and we're continuing our Sunday afternoon discussion. As usual, we try to bring in guests related to various wellness topics, and so many people associate wellness with the physical part of it, and the last few weeks we've been really expanding that out to the other components of wellness, the physical, the spiritual, the emotional, the social, and the environmental, and I think today is a great example of that. I think we have a great guest to explain. I'm going to be honest. I the some of the programs that go on around here are very impressive, and that, you know, you hear about them, but you don't know the depth of them.
Right, right.
So, Sheena, I tell you what, why don't you introduce our guest, and we'll get to it.
Most definitely. Well, you know, we keep talking about how we're just so excited about everything, and really just to kind of give you guys a lead up with everything, today we want to talk about how giving back and being active, helping other people, helps your health in a variety of ways. I think that we are so lucky as a campus to have such an amazing team of people that really help students get plugged in on campus. And so I would like to introduce our guest, Mrs. Gretchen Moore, who is Assistant Director of the Center for Service and Learning. So thank you, Gretchen, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Well, Gretchen, I do want to ask, because, you know, in preparation for the show, I kept listing you under your maiden name because I knew you back in the day, you know, before you got married and before you were over at the Center for Service and Learning. So tell us where else you've dabbled on campus prior to coming.
So prior, I was in housing as an area coordinator. And so I oversaw Tutwiler, Burke, Parham, Harris, Patey, and Somerville. So I was busy. I was a busy bee, which meant I had to stay healthy to balance all those roles and all those amazing residence halls. So, yeah.
Well, tell us a little bit, you started out doing that, and that's obviously, I mean, anything in housing is very busy work. Tell us a little bit about what you do now, how your job morphed into what you're doing now.
So now I work in the Center for Service and Leadership, and our website is volunteer.ua.edu. I oversee University of Alabama Dance Marathon, a parts of Beat Auburn, Beat Hunger. We just got back from our spring break, alternative spring break trips, and students went everywhere. They went to Nicaragua. They went to New Orleans and D.C. They made it back from D.C. from the storm. And then here in Alabama, we went to Gwin, Alabama. And so that's just a part of just what we do spring, fall break, and December. And I also oversee a team called Bama Year One, which services first-year students and transfer students. So we do a lot of different activities to get students plugged in, a lot of community service and weekly service events throughout the year.
Well, you know, Gretchen, just since we are a health-related show and we like to talk about all aspects of health, what kind of change have you seen in students that have been involved in your programs just as far as really seeing them grow and really evolve in their time with CSL?
Yeah, I would say there's definitely some psychological benefits as well as social benefits. Just volunteering in general provides that good feeling, like you're helping others and then you get to see different perspectives. The social benefits, like getting outside of your comfort zone, meeting new friends, and then meeting people who have common interests. And I think with that in general, that's an easy connection. And then being able to laugh while you're giving back, just having a good time. Like, though it's community service, sometimes it can seem like, oh, I have to go do this. But it's fun, and we make it fun. We make it very interactive so that people leave and they have a good time. So I definitely would say people leave the center and come back feeling more like they have a family on campus, which is a very positive benefit for mental health.
That's awesome.
That's a good segue into my next question. You say they leave and then they come back. Do you guys have a lot of people that just once they start doing things, they see what they can do and the benefits of it and continue on throughout?
Yeah, I would say we definitely get returners, which is what we
want.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. After the spring break trips and the winter break trips, people come back to the office and they want to stay and they want to get plugged in. And so actually right now, we just ended our interviews for assistant team leaders, but University of Alabama Dance Marathon, which is a large part of our office too, they're taking 180 applicants for their staff for next year. And so if students are interested in getting involved and staying involved, they can definitely look at UADM and go to their website at uadm.ua.edu. And those applications are open until next week.
And they can fill out that application on that site. Great.
Well, Gretchen, I know you just mentioned that you went to GUIN. And so tell us a little bit about what those Beyond Bama breaks are like, you know, locally. And then I know you guys do some international trips, too.
Yeah, I would definitely say with working with Habitat for Humanity, and their mission is hand up and not hand out. Mm-hmm. And so the students are really able to engage in local community service with the state and just understanding the rural area. Because living in Tuscaloosa, sometimes you just stay in the Tuscaloosa bubble. So they're able to get out of that bubble and learn new things. We actually met someone who started his own nonprofit working with farmers in rural communities. And so he talked a lot about just networking and bringing kind of the farm to table and helping rural farmers with kind of branding and helping them when they go to different like in Birmingham, when they go and sell different food products and how they should do all those things. So it was really cool. Like, the students were very engaged and excited about the opportunity of, oh, like, he graduated from UA. I'm going to graduate from UA. I could do this too. And so they were able to learn different career opportunities that maybe they didn't even think about, which is really awesome. We were able to, like, we tore up flooring in the house, which is cool. So if you're very industrial, and Habitat definitely has that good, like, I'm working out feeling, because you're pulling up floors, hard work, and laying down carpet. So they had a really good time. It was cold, and there was no heat in the house they were working on, but they still enjoyed it.
Well, Gretchen, the way you guys are set up, I mean, when somebody comes in to volunteer, do they have the opportunity to just to choose what projects they would like to be involved in?
Yes. So we have weekly service, and that team is called Serving Bama, and they can go to our website and they can select what days of the week that they're available. And we provide transportation, because we don't want that to be a hindrance of, oh, I don't have a car, or I'm a, you know, out of state student. How am I going to get there? We provide that transportation. And so it's based on their schedule. And we go to, the Humane Society, Arts and Autism, Habitat goes every Friday, Wings of Grace, and the Food Bank. And so they have plenty to choose from. And the UA Arboretum, which is a garden project that we recently started last year, which is awesome work that they're doing. And all that food gets donated to the West Alabama Food Bank.
Wow, that's awesome.
Man, I'm getting fired up about this. I know we'll have to transition to another break in just a second. But before we do that, Gretchen, do you have a lot of faculty staff that that have the opportunity to get plugged in through your office? I know it's more student-based, but I didn't know if, you know, how faculty staff sometimes get involved with you guys.
Yeah, we definitely do. We provide opportunities for different departments. And so if a department wanted to, say, go to the food bank on a Wednesday, we'll contact the food bank for that department, and we'll set everything up. Usually we don't provide transportation for faculty and staff, but we will set it up, and we'll make the opportunity available to them. And we do that often. Like, we've done it before, especially during the summertime when students are gone, and there's an opportunity to kind of step away from the office. And it's a good break, because, you know, you're connected to the community already, because most faculty and staff live in the area. So it's a good opportunity to kind of build those relationships with new staff and new faculty who are coming in a different way.
Man, okay, well, you guys might be seeing me soon. I'm getting super pumped, but we are going to continue this conversation, but we do have to take a break. You are listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and John on 90.7 The Capstone.
Welcome back to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and John on 90.7 The Capstone. Thank you for spending this part of your Sunday afternoon with us. We're continuing our conversation with Gretchen Moore for the Center for Service and Leadership here on the campus of the University of Alabama, and talking about all of the great programs that they have. And once again, that website that they have is volunteer.ua.edu. And if you haven't checked that out, take a few minutes and check that out. One of the things, Gretchen, that I love about your website is the fact that all of the programs that you have, we're constantly talking about wellness on here, and that's what, you know, our show is about. And you know, so many of the on the website all of the programs, it shows you how you as an individual you benefit from that. And that's such a nice, neat little thing. You know, you guys do intentionally program to, you know, round out a student. That being said, you see a lot of younger students come in and go through the program and come out a lot more mature just from the volunteer efforts.
Yeah, I would say definitely so. And mature in just like their thought process and being mm-hmm. able to figure out, you know, what next steps I want to take career-wise or, you know, who I want to vote for even because they've gained so much knowledge just being a part of the program that they're able to look at policies different. You know, if they're very passionate about their environment, well, now they're able to work with the UA Arboretum and they understand, you know, why there needs to be rain barrels or just why, you know, things grow the way they do and why fresh foods are important in the community. And so they're really able to look at policies and understand it in a different way. And so I would say that makes them more civically engaged, which is what we want. We want them to be civically engaged and active in their local and state communities, right. And leave with their own thought process and how that works.
Right. That's
awesome. And Gretchen, how long has the Center for Service and Leadership existed in the way that it functions now? Did it evolve from any other campus departments or programs? I'm just thinking back to my time in undergrad, and I'm thinking, did this exist? Because I would have loved to have been plugged in, like, at this level that you're talking about with the students.
Yeah, I would say it's evolved over the past 3 to 5 years.
Okay.
And so it's become more so the student focus, and so the students, they have a passion, and we help them meet that passion and put action behind it. And so one of the programs, Bettering Bama, came from a student who was a medical major and was like, I want to volunteer, but I want it to be, you know, something for me that I'm passionate about. And so we sat her down and said, okay, what do you want to do? And she's been doing that. And Bettering Bama has been going strong now for 2 years. And they serve at the VA and do some stuff with a program that was already established, mm-hmm. First Focus. A lot of nursing and pre-med students are highly involved in that, which is really cool.
That's awesome.
Well, it is such a great thing.
Yeah, I'm just
thing.
Like here with this big smile on my face because
yeah,
I'm just blown
I'm
away.
Like, I'm ready to sign up now. I mean, it's just it's really just so many cool things that you guys do. Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot here. What would you say is the most fun trip or program that you've been involved in? And that's not the lead. I mean, I know everybody has different interests, so you're not going to lead anybody into anything. But you, because I'm sitting here looking at this list of programs that you have from the website, and it's such a variety of things. Well, do you have a favorite, or is it just?
Oh, it's hard to pick. I'm trying to think. I love all of them. I truly do.
Right. I can see how you would. I mean, really, it's so many good things to do on here.
So I think each of them provides like a different like something. So like with Beat Auburn, Beat Hunger, it's in the fall, and obviously we're competing against Auburn, so we want to beat them.
Right.
But we also right. want to raise canned goods for our area. And so I think like a moment that people don't think about is like we have to get all those cans to the food bank from campus and all the businesses. So usually by the end, like, everyone has cans in their car, just rolling them over to the food bank, or barrels are left everywhere. And so the camaraderie that we build, like getting the cans from campus to the food bank, is really fun. I remember my car was just full of cans, and I was like finding cans like after, just like under the seat uh-huh. and everything. So that part is like really exciting because it's like the end, like leading up to the results. I would also say UADM is fun, of course. Who doesn't love to dance? And then you're dancing for a good cause for 12 hours. And so that, I mean, people dress up in tutus and, you know, we're not allowed to have glitter. But when we did have glitter, glitter was everywhere. People like, and it was funny because we were like, oh, no glitter. When people found ways and like sprayed like their hair with hairspray, like pounds and pounds of hairspray. And if you spray your hair with pounds and pounds of hairspray and put glitter on it, the glitter doesn't fall off.
Oh.
Which I didn't know that. And so people did that. So it was just like really cool to see how creative people got with their outfits. And it was a good event that raised tons of money that was all donated to the Children's of Alabama in Birmingham.
Cool.
John, that gives you good tips for using glitter.
I was scared. I started to go there before you went there because I did learn something, but it's something that I'll never be able to use. If I spray hairspray on my head, would glitter stick to it better?
Yeah.
I bet it would.
It would. Even though you're bald, it would. Yeah. It would stick.
Shaven, not bald. There's a difference.
Well, Gretchen, I was taking a look at the website earlier, and again, you know, we keep quickly approaching, you know, our next break, but I noticed that you guys also do some in-class visits to talk to students about social change and how really they can be impactful. How often do you guys provide those services, and is that something that you that kind of make a core of what you guys do as a department?
Yeah, so people can also go to our website and request us to come to their classes and speak. And we usually start off by just telling them about all of our services, and we try to make it unique to what people are requesting. But we have a social change model that we go by in a Habitudes curriculum. And so the social change model kind of talks about what I've been talking about throughout the segment of, you know, students come in with their individual thoughts and but we try to take them through, okay, what does it mean to work as a community? What does it mean to be civically engaged, which is the end goal? And that really is what the social change model encompasses. And then our Habitudes, which is a new curriculum that we've worked with Dr. Tim Elmore, who founded it. And it's talking about leadership through images. So he takes these images of, say, if someone's in a car and they're driving and they're looking through the rearview mirror. Well, it talks about, you know, kind of leaving your past in the past and looking forward. Mm-hmm. And so it's a really great tool that we use for first year students and students who are transitioning because, you know, you're thinking about all those high school moments and, you know, you're getting homesick and feeling kind of like, you know, where do I belong? And so we talk about, you know, getting involved on campus, you know, making UA your community and enjoying the time that you're here, which is a really great tool to use, especially for out-of-state students who are really far. I think just having that time to reflect and think about our values and, you know, our purpose is, and especially in a small setting because they're all small group based. And the classrooms, depending on the size, we encourage students who see this and they like it, we encourage them to apply to be on Bama Year One and be a part of a small group so they can continue those conversations.
That is awesome. No, thank you for sharing that. Again, you know, I think John and I, we had just been salivating as we looked through the website, just seeing all of the different dynamic things that you guys do. And luckily, I think we have you for one last segment after the break, if you're okay with
that.
But it is time for a break, and you are listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and John. We are speaking with Gretchen Moore today from the Center for Service and Leadership, and we will catch you after the break.
Welcome back to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and John on 90.7 The Capstone, and we're continuing our conversation this afternoon with Gretchen Moore for the Center for Service and Leadership here on the campus of the University of Alabama. And Gretchen's been telling us about their programs and a lot of the things that they offer and just so many great volunteer opportunities. And as we were going to the break, one thing that really impresses me is the way that you involve so many out-of-state or out-of-town students into the local community, that integration. I'm from here, and so I love this area, you know, and it's so many, you know, so many students come in, see it as an opportunity to go to school, and then they're gone. But the involvement that you guys create in not only the local environment, but, you know, everywhere else is really cool. Okay, I have to ask you. You were this is a little bit on the lighter side, probably, but you were talking earlier about your trip to Guin over spring break, which is you volunteered your spring break to go work at Habitat, which is incredible in itself. But Can you tell us a little bit more specifics about, like, what was that trip like? What did you do besides tear up a floor?
Yeah. Well, we also painted a police station in Bear Creek. And so the police station, the building had been several buildings. And so the police officers needed a new location. And so we painted the outside of the building, which on that day it was beautiful. Ooh. And I was like, oh, thank you, because it was so cold before. Yeah. And it was a nice day to paint. They actually, like, blocked off the road with, like, their fire trucks and everything. It was really
fun. Oh, nice.
And so we were able to provide you know, a new space for them, which is really cool, right. To make it look good and so people can feel good about the community that's there. We also met with a past mayor, and he talked about the community and how it's been growing. What's interesting about that area, too, is the local Habitat works a lot with the high school students. Mm. And so the high school students also come and do builds because, you know, eventually they're going to graduate and want scholarships. And so it's a great opportunity for them to get plugged in early so that, you know, they can have this opportunity for scholarship applications in the future. And so we met with a lot of different local partners while we were there, just to learn more about the community and learn more about how students can stay involved past spring break.
And, you know, Gretchen, I think we were talking a little bit during the break. I think some of your coworkers went on some international trips, mm-hmm. right? Can you tell us a little bit about the international trips that are done?
Yeah. And so in Nicaragua, they partner with Fuller House, and they had about 40 or so students that went, and they split up. And so they have economic trip, medical, and education. And so on the economic side, they worked with women in the coffee bean farms. And so they harvest their own coffee beans and they sell them. And it's really cool because it talks about the economic development that the women provide in the community.
That's awesome.
And they do a lot of talk about women empowerment, and everyone who comes back from doing that just loves it, and they definitely enjoy it. On the education, they work with the kids in the local schools. They do a lot of arts and crafts. They do a lot of, like, Spanish to English translation, too, while they're there. So that's a lot of fun. And then a lot of nursing majors and pre-med majors go on the medical trip, and they actually, it's really cool because you get hands-on experience in the hospital. You're able to see, like, students have been able to see surgeries. They've been able to see labor and delivery. And so they're really immersed in they love it. Like, they come back truly like, oh my gosh, I saw, like, sometimes their first surgery is there that they've seen. And so I would say the students, they love it. And they always, because you travel there, so they always spend at least one day doing some type of fun activity. Mm-hmm. And so whether that be zip lining or they'll go on a tour on the riverboat, which is amazing in itself, just to have that experience to attend. I haven't been yet, so.
Now, I've heard faculty, staff from other departments, can they sign up to be chaperones?
Yes,
I thought I had a coworker
can.
That did that.
And they're always looking for chaperones.
Okay.
And so they can definitely contact the director of the Center for Service and mm-hmm. Leadership to sign up to be a chaperone, because they're always looking. There's some domestic trips, too, and so the domestic trips that the students went on, a student was actually from New Orleans and wanted to go back to her hometown to give back. That was something she was very passionate about with Hurricane Katrina happening 11 or so years ago. She wanted to go back to her local community and serve. And so that's why they chose to go to New Orleans. And they were able to work some in the gardens and some on some habitat builds. In D.C., the students were like, I want to go to Washington, D.C. They were very into the politics and understanding policies. Mm-hmm. And so though they went to serve, they also met with some congressional leaders from the state of Alabama, which is a really cool opportunity that they were able to have, too.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, so say you have somebody like me come in who the joke around the Student Rec Center is I have no manual labor skills at all. I can't. I break a whole lot more things than I fix, and if I'm not allowed to touch any tools because I can I can really mess some stuff up. So you have somebody. Do you have to have special skills when they come in?
No, not at all. None. Like, you have zero, and that's so okay. Because that's awesome. there's so many different ways you can serve. Just in communicating with someone. And so I didn't mention we had a trip that went to Orlando, and so they were able to go to Disney World for their fun day, which is awesome for a spring break trip.
Hello.
But for their service, they went to Give Kids the World. And so it's kind of like Disney World, but for terminally ill kids. And so while there, I went last year and had the opportunity to paint fingernails, or, you know, we did a lot of just greeting the guests, like welcoming them to Disney. It's their Disney World. And so that is just something like low stakes, you know, just saying, you know, hey, how are you? Like, welcome. They had different, like, the same characters that are at Disney World are at Give Kids the World. And so you're, you know, taking pictures with the families and helping them, you know, get in the big picture and taking photos. I think was probably like the best experience ever. And Give Kids the World is students, like kids from all over come. So a lot of international populations, and it was amazing. And so no, you don't have to have any skills, no skills at all.
That sounds great, but you know what? I don't know how to paint fingernails. I'm proud to say I don't know how to paint fingernails.
It's great to know just the variety of skill sets that are used, whether it is just like just being a people person and being able to love on someone in that way and volunteer. I think the first time I worked with Habitat, I was scarily the only brave person to try the circular saw. I don't think that fared well for that house's vinyl siding, but it's good for me. I know, John.
I'm glad I wasn't around.
No, I'm glad my husband wasn't around too, because it was very nerve-wracking for everybody. But Gretchen, just thank you for all that you've shared today. You know, we want to continue to plug your website and plug your resources. And is volunteer.ua.edu the best website?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, good deal. Well, you know, we have had a fabulous afternoon with Gretchen, but you have got us for one more little segment, but we've got to take another break. You are listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and John on 90.7 The Capstone.
Welcome back to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and John on 90.7 The Capstone, and we just finished talking to Gretchen Moore from the Center for Service and Leadership, and had a great conversation. And you know, as we were going through all of the things that they offer, while it might not be apparent to everyone out there, that all of those programs, when you look at what we do and what we talk about, this entire wellness spectrum, I mean, They're getting social involvement, Sheena, would you say?
I would say so. There's some bonding that's happening over power tools or or painting fingernails, as Gretchen mentioned. But no, I mean, just leading up to us preparing for this show, I was, you know, looking at some different articles just about how helping other people just improves that mental health and just all the feels, you know, just being able to feel like you have a sense of purpose. And what I loved about what Gretchen said is that those students feel like they have a community, and I think there's a sense of belonging that I think overall just helps everything.
Yeah, and then the one overlooked component, or probably the most overlooked component, that the environmental wellness. I mean, they're improving the community, mm-hmm. whether it's the local community or wherever they take their trips, which I think is awesome. It's really some cool things that they do.
Yes.
So speaking of volunteer efforts, your husband is making a career change, I hear.
He is. Yes, I know during the breaks I'd been talking about his recent shenanigans, but yeah, so transitioning from being an attorney to a cop. And I know I was telling you and Gretchen during the break that he got pepper sprayed last night, which was which is part of their preparation. I think in order for them to be able to carry the pepper spray, it's a requirement for them to have been affected by it.
Experience it.
Yeah, so that they know what what kind of happens, when you do that to someone.
So I know Terry probably wouldn't want you to tell everybody how he reacted to the pepper spray. I don't know if I would want anybody to know.
He took it like a man. I was not there, but I'm gonna be a good wife and say he probably took it like a man. But what I thought was interesting is that after you get sprayed, they made them do several push-ups afterwards, so that they would really inhale the capsaicin and everything else. So really interesting experience, made me confirm that I would never want to be a police officer myself. There are two women in his recruiting class, and he said they manned up too, and they did. I was like, man, go lady power. So wow. They can represent the ladies, as long as I don't have to represent the ladies, so that works out pretty good.
The physical requirements they have to go through it's pretty demanding. I've had some personal training clients in the past who were preparing to go to the police academy, mm-hmm. and it's not an easy, to pass the test that they have to pass. They're not easy,
No, and I can appreciate the difficulty of it, because if you are on foot having to chase a perpetrator, you want to make sure that you're in your best shape to be able to do that, whether it's climbing over a fence or, going through a window or anything like that. So hopefully you don't have to do that, but,
Yeah, I would do my best. Me, I would do my best not to catch them. And he got tased. He got tased, too.
Yes, he did get tased. Okay. That was a couple weeks ago, and that was interesting as well. And one of the things that I didn't realize, because he showed me the marks on his back afterwards, but it actually went through his t-shirt, and they also train the officers how to clean up those taser marks after they do that to a perpetrator as well. So he's just getting the ringer of things, but I heard that he doesn't have to be tased or pepper sprayed again once in academy. This is just something specific.
So it's just a one-time thing, no more.
Yes, not again, thank goodness. Not an annual. Yeah, so, don't have to practice with the spouse or anything like that. So that works out pretty good. But I wanted to mention, just because I'm getting all this nerd excitement about it, but I'm pretty pumped for next week's show too. I don't know. Are you? We've been getting some good notes from our the department that we're inviting.
So. Yeah. Lots of, and I know we're just going to throw this out here as a tease, but we're getting some different types of guests this semester, which I think has been really fun. And the topic that we're going to cover next week is pertinent to everyone today. I don't care who you are. If you're probably 12 or 14 years old, this is something that could affect you, anywhere above that age. If you are involved in anything online.
Yes. Sorry. And I will say that this will be the third time I have been exposed to this guest. He has visited our department a few times to do some staff trainings, and it definitely makes you kind of like the movie Conspiracy Theory for a little bit. You get a little paranoid, making sure you got all your P's and Q's checked in when it comes to internet safety. But
we'll throw it out there. Cybersecurity. Yeah, cybersecurity is a topic.
We got to make sure that you're listening next Sunday.
Great topic. Great different topic to cover.
Yes,
so,
but we've had a good afternoon, would you say?
Yeah, it's been a fun afternoon.
Well, you have had the pleasure of listening to another Fit to Be Tied this Sunday afternoon. We hope that you join us next week. You have been listening to Sheena and John on 90.7 The Capstone.